I'm at Parliament Buildings this morning, where Northern Ireland Assembly and Business Trust members have just received an overview briefing on the current global economic environment and the opportunities and challenges it presents for local businesses in Northern Ireland. Today's briefing was provided by Angela McGowan, Chief Economist for the Northern Bank. I caught up with Angela after the event. Current financial forecasts have been pretty gloomy for the local business community. Were you able to offer any insights or indeed hope to the Business Trust members gathered here today?
Well, yeah, they are pretty gloomy, but I think it was important to note today that you know, you can never forecast you've turned a corner, but certainly we've seen some good signals coming out of Europe in terms of addressing this very urgent crisis in terms of the global economy. Certainly locally, and I think we did that on the slides, we highlighted some opportunities for the local business community. Northern Ireland has an awful lot going for it, and we really have to sometimes concentrate on all our positive points and not just dwell constantly on, you know, what is going on, which is negative, etc. We have to think about our infrastructure is good, we have a young population, you know, we have democracy and human rights, it's a great place to invest, and we have a lot of support internationally. I'm really quite confident, you know, Northern Ireland would be a great place to invest in whenever we get through this current European debt crisis.
Thanks very much, Angela. I'm with Joanne Stewart, Director of Atrus Limited, and also a board member of the Northern Ireland Assembly and Business Trust. Joanne, what do you feel were the most pertinent points made at today's briefing?
I think what Angela gave us today was a realistic perspective of where we are globally within the economy, but then also was able to speak locally about Northern Ireland, the structural challenges we have, especially with regard to skills, for example, and also put forward some ideas of things that we need to think of, some ideas around how we can raise money, the sort of areas that we need to be investing in. So certainly has given us food for thought.
Thanks, Joanne. Today's briefing was also attended by Robin Newton, MLA, chairperson of the NIABT. I asked him why he feels it is important to provide briefings like this to members of the Business Trust.
Well, let me say, first of all, the subject that we discussed today and the economic analysis that was produced by Angela McGowan from the Northern Bank was extremely relevant to those who gathered for the breakfast event. I think it's always important that business community and the politicians share their knowledge and their experience, and that we build on the knowledge of the business community as politicians, recognising that they have an extremely valuable contribution to make to our well-being in Northern Ireland, whether that is through investment or whether it is an expansion of their business to encourage additional people to be employed. The politicians need to encourage that, but it is very much a partnership. These briefing sessions allow us to develop the partnership ethos, to share experience and benefit from the knowledge of each other. So for that reason, I would encourage the Business Trust to continue with the briefings, and indeed to encourage the business community to become involved with the Business Trust.
Northern Ireland Assembly and Business Trust breakfast briefings are held on the second Tuesday of every month. Why not take a look at our website at www.niabt.org, where you will find more information on the remit and the work of the NIABT, on how your organisation can join, as well as the complete list of all our upcoming events and educational programmes.